Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the week. The King. Maybe.
Hello?
There he is.
Be nice if I put your pot up. My bad.
You know, if you would just stop thinking about the Super Bowl commercials, the pregame show, and the Puppy Bowl.
And Puppy Bowl, I don't do. I draw the line at the Puppy Bowl.
I'm really glad to hear you have standards.
Eating a baked potato is good. Hey, you know what I heard today? Are you there?
Well, yeah, I'm just listening.
Oh. Remember Deflategate?
Yeah.
And how Brady, they said he cheated and all that. This is his fourth Super Bowl since then. And you know they watch everything he does.
Right. Well, I still to this day maintain that Deflategate, just on a personal opinion, I think the officials kind of botched it up, in my opinion, before the game and didn't check anything. And I think that the NFL covered up for him.
Yep. I agree. The whole thing was dumb, you know?
I mean, in the NFL,
yep. 6 years later, he's been in four Super Bowls. I mean, he can't cheat away that much, you know?
They let it drag out. It was really about as poorly a handled slice of absurdity as I've seen during the course of my career. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I always love when they do this. And we interviewed 400 witnesses. How much is interview the 8 people you need to interview? Okay, really? I mean, for God's sakes.
Poor guy makes a minimum wage, blowing the balls up, gets screwed. So.
Yeah, I know. We interviewed 400 people. I don't care. Get rid of the... stop wasting time with the other 392. Just get to the 8 that matter. Right? You'd be amazed at how fast...
How many millions of dollars did they spend trying to get him?
Oh, I know.
Crazy.
And
then he just went on and said, "Fine, I don't care if you give me a tennis ball, I'm going to win the game." So
for goodness sakes, I mean, this is what people don't realize. You do know they change the ball in the Super Bowl on every play.
Really? I didn't know.
Oh, yes. Oh yeah, they have, I don't know, 140, 150 of them. They change.
Because
they take the ball then out of the game. And they give it as a gift to the sponsors of the game.
Oh.
So all the sponsors get a game ball.
Well, it won't be Budweiser.
They may have to do that this year. Did you guys see the forecast for Tampa? Don't look good.
Really?
We might have a repeat of Super Bowl 41.
No.
So who is that good for?
Nobody.
Well, no, it's fine for Matt because he only watches the commercials and the halftime show.
No, I hated that Super Bowl 41 when it rained. That stunk.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you know what, though?
You want an even playing field. You don't want to. I like the indoor ones, you know? Everyone's got the same advantage.
But the whole thing with this playing field thing with Tampa being at home, I mean, even the turf is going to be different.
It doesn't matter.
I know, it doesn't matter.
I mean, Kansas City is still home right now as we speak. I mean, they're not leaving till tonight. They've spent the last 2 weeks at home.
I mean, are there likely going to be more Tampa fans there? Yeah, probably. But you know what? There's only going to be 22,000, so who cares?
Not going to be a big deal. No, it's not going to be a big deal.
Oh, there's a lot of people from all over the country, you know, that at least, 8,000 frontline workers, you know.
Sure.
Yes.
Yep.
From 3,500. All over the country, not from Tampa. So that's a third of the people right there. So,
mm-hmm.
So
I guess what
it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be real fun. I just hope the weather is not a factor. So I don't know who that helps. You know, maybe Brady's got a little more experience playing in bad weather. I don't know. But we'll see. Well, Brady's got more experience than anybody in any weather.
Kansas City's not in the banana belt, so I think Mahomes is fine. All right, so.
Mahomes is so good. This is going to be a great football game. Kansas City's better team. There's no question. But it's not it's one game, you know, like when the Giants played the Patriots. It's one game.
And then they played again, and then they played again and won that one, too. All right, so...
No, I hate what some people are just so... You know, if Brady loses this game, he'll be 6-4 in Super Bowls, and that really tarnishes it. You're like, oh, good Lord, the guy played 20 years in the NFL. He's in 10 Super Bowls. Who cares if he wins or loses? It doesn't tarnish his career. It's that some players never make it there at all. You know,
like Otto Graham,
half his career he spent in the Super Bowl.
I think Otto Graham was in 10 straight championship games. He was 7-3. I think his legacy is fine. All right, so let's take a break, and then we've got lots of prop bets, courtesy of the suit who's in the back corner office writing this down, because you know that last part where they insert gambling problem, call 1-800. Okay, you know, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, prop bet time.
Are you ready for this, boys?
All set.
I'm ready, but we're getting a half a foot of snow Sunday.
We're only getting 1 to 2 here, thankfully.
I'm done with winter. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so we're going to do the usual ones first. National Anthem. How long is it going to be? Jasmine Sullivan and Eric Church doing the National Anthem this year. King.
Anything but that guitar solo. you know, I'm sitting there looking at Jimi Hendrix. National Anthem, I'd say, will be 2.5 minutes. 2:31.
All right, Steve.
Never heard of this people. I'll say over. This is their 15 minutes of fame. They're going to milk it.
So what's the exact amount?
You can always tell, by the way, when the first note is, oh no.
Can you imagine at the end if you have money on it?
Yeah.
And you hit it right on it, then the guy or girl starts, like, really harmonizing at the end. You're shut up, man. Stop.
I'll say 210.
210.
All right. I'm going to go 215. Because it's a duet, they're probably going to have some harmonies in there. You know, lots happened in the country, so I think they're going to drag this out, too. But I'm always for one, just stick to the melody, stick to the script, and you always do that justice. But I go 215.
Look, I'm ready. Kick off.
I love Lady Gaga. Well,
yes.
Of course, I love Lady Gaga.
She was spectacular, yeah.
That
at
was
the inauguration.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
My God, it was good. Couldn't stand her dress, but she's only 5'2".
Oh, I didn't know that. All right. Next one. Coin toss.
I got a game tonight. Let's go.
Is it going to be heads or tails, Steve? And what team's going to win the coin toss?
Tails, and Kansas City will defer.
All right, King.
I got heads, and Tampa Bay will take the ball.
I'm going to go tails, Tampa Bay defers.
All different.
I like it.
Could there be something different than we have?
Or it could be. It was almost botched when Joe Namath almost messed it up, Super Bowl 48. Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Could be that way.
How about it's heads and Kansas City takes the ball? None of us got it right.
It's true. All right, so now these ones I kind of made up a little bit. These aren't the typical ones, but I thought they'd be funny. So the first one is just what we were talking about earlier with is there going to be a home field advantage for the Bucks? No. They settled this yesterday. They said they will not fire the cannons that they traditionally do at Raymond James Stadium every time that the Bucks score period. So my question to you guys is, how many times will the cannons fire? King.
Well, if they won't fire it when they score, zero.
Steve?
Once after the national anthem.
I think you're going to get it twice. Once right before kickoff, and once post-game.
There you go.
There we go. All right, the next one. This is kind of a typical one. I should say that. What color is the Gatorade bath going to be for the winning head coach, Steve?
Mauve.
No, I like it.
I don't know. I'll go with orange. I really don't care. I'm just trying to keep myself mentally in this segment. Go ahead.
I'm going with orange too because that is, if I remember correctly, I think that was the type of Gatorade that Andy Reid got dunked with last year.
Really?
So I think the Chiefs are going to stick with that superstition and use it again. So I'm going to go orange.
Tremendous.
As well. King.
I'm going with the regular Gatorade lime.
Lime, okay. I like it.
Yeah, you know, the regular Gatorade.
Of course, so, yes.
Yeah. So, is it like yellowish lime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that. Yeah, the original Gators stuff. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Next one now. Of course, the number one storyline in the Super Bowl are the quarterbacks. So my question is, how many stories are there going to be? How many segments are there going to be with Mahomes versus Brady in the CBS pregame show? King.
Seven.
Steve.
None. No, I'm just, just kidding. I don't know. Four. I'm not even going to watch.
I'm going to go five.
I don't watch. I got to shovel snow. Go ahead.
The pregame show? I don't watch the pregame show. Give me a break.
Yes, we've been through this already.
Yeah.
Steve's solely on the game.
I haven't watched the pregame
show.
No.
Nothing.
No. He's getting pizza during the halftime show.
Exactly.
I can't wait for the halftime show. I live for it.
I got to look at the weekend's picture when I walk into my broadcast booth in 90 minutes. I do. It's a big picture. I'm right outside the broadcast booth.
There you go. All right. This next one is actually kind of atypical here and there.
Well, how many did you have, Matt?
I have five.
Five. Okay.
For Brady Mahomes stories in the pregame. This next one is common, actually. How many marriage proposals by players are we going to see post-game of the winning team, of course? King.
Oh, boy. Kansas City has a lot of domestic problems, so I think none over there. I think you might see Gronk propose to his girl. So I'm going to say one Tampa Bay, zero on Kansas City.
Okay. Steve?
Is I don't care an option?
No.
Okay, zero.
Zero.
Zero, zero?
I'm going to go with one, because there's always that guy. I'll just go with one. I don't know who, but I'm going to go one. I'll stick with it.
Got to be Gronk, I'm telling you.
Wiggins has scored 18. Wiggins has scored 18 or better in three of its last five.
It gets really weird after that.
Well, I know it's not going to be Pat Mahomes because he's already engaged. He got engaged the night of the Chiefs ring ceremony last year. Everybody saw that famous social media picture with the two rings. Yep. Yeah, there you
it's
go.
A special day.
Yes. All right.
How many people will wear a mask in the stadium?
You know what? I didn't think of that. That was a good one.
Yeah.
But I don't
or
have that written down
won't.
Officially.
Put it that way. Probably
hopefully it's everybody. Yeah.
Well, they're supposedly going to kick them out if they don't. So.
No. There you go. All right. So this next one I think is one of my favorites. Now, you guys are familiar that sometimes Tony Romo, when he gets excited from like a big moment in a game, ever since he started with Jim Nance, he'll go, "Here we go, Jim." How many times is Tony Romo going to say, "Here we go, Jim"? Steve.
Again, is I don't care an option? Okay, I'll go with two.
I'm going to go with two as well. Once right before kickoff, and once before like a big play in the fourth quarter. King.
Four.
Four. Okay, I like it.
He's gonna do it for the halftime show. Tremendous.
That's good. That's good.
Here we go. Here we go, Jim. Let's get out of here.
All right. Final one before we actually get to the game picks. This is a two-part question. If the Chiefs win, how many cheeseburgers is Andy Reid going to eat post-game? Let's start with that first. King.
How will we know?
That's a good question.
My God.
Okay, hamburgers. Or how many will he eat? Five.
Five. I'm going to go three. Steve.
I'm stunned.
Think it out. Two, break it down.
Two.
Okay.
Yeah. But whatever. I just will act like Andy's a normal guy.
Now, if Bruce Arians.
Are you going to have two?
Yeah, he has two.
Two.
I have three. All right. Then the final one is if Tampa Bay wins, Bruce Arians is known to like his scotch on the rocks. So how many shots of scotch is he going to have post-game if Tampa Bay wins? Steve.
Eight.
I'm going to go six. King.
Eight. I say three before the game.
Oh, my.
And six after nine.
How many during the game? No.
That's what they're jumping over is that if they win.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, now, it's going to sound like, okay, now it's going to sound like the Shikalimi broadcast.
Oh, no. All right, so, all right, and finally, game pick, final score, MVP. Steve.
Kansas City, 37-31, MVP, Patrick Mahomes, and Will Levis is going to Kentucky.
All right. There we go.
Thought I'd slip that in there for you.
King.
28-24, TB12, TB12.
Okay. I am going to go 31-21, Kansas City. And I am going to go with Mahomes as well as my MVP. So there you have it.
Got it.
Lock them in.
Locked in. TV 12.
All right, well, I'm back in 90 minutes.
Did you enjoy that, Steve?
You got a game tonight?
Yeah, I have a game tonight. Maryland.
How's the team doing?
Right now, 6-8, but 33 in the net. So if they can win a couple of games, they might put themselves in position here. They won three of their last five.
It's so tough for these kids to play. It's really hard.
They are across the board. I give them a lot of credit. I know UConn's been struggling to play.
Yeah, I give them all credit. Every college sport, I give them credit. This is very difficult. You can't get in any rhythm. You know, it's just very difficult. But
well, I'll enjoy the game. You guys enjoy all the other stuff.
Enjoy the game, boys. Oh, we will.
Everyone stay safe.
Remember, there is also a game.